It's our continuing coverage of Pella girls basketball, though, with our McCall Monument Monumental Player of the Game, 17 points for a senior. That's Abby Warner, who just joined us a few weeks ago to talk about her commitment to Iowa. Now we're talking basketball, Abby, and a big win for your team here on the road. Your thoughts about how your girls were able to overcome an uneven game, a lot of whistles, and kind of persevered and got a big win here in Fort Madison.
Yeah, so we kind of struggled first off. Didn't play our best game, but I'm glad we just finished it out and we battled through the adversity and we just played the game that we could.
Well, and what was so hard, Abby, was that outside of you, a lot of foul trouble. A lot of girls with two and three and four fouls playing throughout the game. How were you able to overcome that as a team, and what were the ways you were able to prevent people from really fouling out and getting yourself in trouble?
Well, we knew that they were calling a lot, so we had to adjust to what they were calling. We had to just play smart defense, and yeah.
Well, and for you, obviously, offensively, a couple of big games. You had eight free throws against Carlisle, and then tonight it seemed like your aggressiveness once again paid off. What were you seeing out there, and what were some of the openings that allowed you to get to the line a bunch and get to 17 points?
I honestly think just driving. I'm a little bit quick, so just trying to get to the basket as fast as I can. They all would just crash on me, so I would try to go up strong and finish.
Well, and obviously there's been a couple games where you've been out, Aaliyah's been out, and with the foul trouble, it's got to help that you're so deep. Talk about what it's like to be really 1 through 10 as a team and have so many girls who can step up just like they did here against Fort
Madison. You know, it honestly is great because, like, just making sure that we have extra players that can come in when our main starters are struggling and that our people off the bench, like, we have hope in them and that we are capable of putting all our entire bench on the court.
Well, and you did, and you were able to get a big win. And really, it's been a huge bounce back. Obviously, very disappointing at North Polk, that kind of loss. But since then, narrowly beat Norwalk, missing you and Aaliyah. A really big week here with three wins. Talk about the turnaround, and what are the things that this team did to buckle down after that tough loss to North Polk?
Yeah, we kind of – our practices have been very difficult. Our tempo has been a lot faster at practices. We kind of, like – talked as a team that we need to kind of step it up because that's not Pella basketball and that's not who we are and that's not who we want to be. So we honestly just were like, okay, this next week, let's show people who we actually are, and I think we did against Carlisle.
Well, and I'm going to talk about maybe the fun part about this with your senior class in a second, but this is a senior class that obviously losing Kylie and Mia and some of the seniors you had last year, a lot of leadership off the floor. How do you think this group in particular has stepped up? Because it feels like the younger girls are really responding to you out there, and it sounds like that you as a senior class really wanted to step up as leaders this year.
Yeah, we did. We kind of just, like, we all get along. We all talk. We all just are, like, each other's best friends right now. And it's been really nice just including the freshmen and the newcomers that have been here. And, like, Kendi and Tristan have really stepped up and taking that leadership role. So it's been really fun getting to know everyone.
And the part about that I say about fun is I see your social media account.
Yeah.
And there's all these fun videos. You take a lot of fun photos after the game. Ever since Coach Forsythe took over the program and he's been your coach, it feels like that's been the attitude. Is obviously your business on the floor, but a lot of fun off the court.
Yeah.
What's it like to try and create that atmosphere, and how have you seen even younger girls kind of latch on to the funny videos that you're doing and all the other kind of shenanigans that aren't happening on the court?
Honestly, it's just about, like, including everyone. And, you know, basketball is a sport and it's hard, but you got to have fun, and us, like my team, we just try to have fun. Like, we love to play, but we love to have fun too, and just doing those little things to make us even more connected is really fun.
Well, and you asked the question of everybody what their favorite Christmas movie was. I saw the last video. I didn't hear yours in there. Did I see yours in there? If you didn't, let our listeners know what your favorite Christmas movie is.
So, I don't really have a favorite one, but I'm really into Hallmark movies.
Okay.
I love a cute little love story.
A Christmas love story.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, big town girl comes to the small town. Oh, okay, got
exactly.
You. So that's how you get your spare time there.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of fun and a lot of Hallmark movies here for Abby coming up over winter break, but you want to go into winter break with the winning streak. Well, what are you going to do this week, do you think, to try and build on that momentum, especially with a lot of practice now coming up between now and Newton? And what are the ways you want to get better to make sure that you go into the break on a winning streak?
Again, just like making sure our practice, our tempo at practice is high. Everyone's competing all the time. I feel like we kind of need to work on more of our defense and just communication and cleaning that up a bit. But yeah, I think we'll be solid.
Should be a whole lot of fun. That's Abby Warner, 17 points as the Dutch knock off Fort Madison, 54-39. Abby, good to have you back up here again. Congratulations on a great start to the season. And I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
Thank you.